96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Across rural Wisconsin, residents are traveling farther for care as hospitals close and staffing shortages grow. Lieutenant Governor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Sarah Rodriguez says rural health care must be a top priority. Isabella Nieto has more.
In an appearance on the WXCO morning show, Rodriguez said decisions made in Washington are putting additional strain on rural hospital systems that already operate on thin margins.
They're having cuts to Medicaid, cuts to Medicare. This is going to hit our rural hospital systems way harder than it's going to hit our suburban and urban hospital systems.
Rodriguez said keeping hospitals open is essential if Wisconsin wants rural areas to grow.
They're going to have housing, they're going to have childcare, and they're going to have a healthcare system that isn't 4 hours away to be able to deliver a baby.
Rodriguez says there's a severe workforce shortage compounding access problems, especially outside urban centers.
We're going to be short about 20,000 nurses in the next 5 or 6 years. I mean, it's that dire of a situation. We're also short of clinicians in our rural spaces, physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants.
Rodriguez said as governor, she would focus on incentives to bring healthcare workers to underserved communities.
Whether that is assistance with loan repayment, whether that's assistance with down payment on a home, something that we can financially entice providers to be able to go into places where we have a shortage.
As she travels the state, Rodriguez said concerns about access to care are top of mind statewide.
There is so much more that unites us than divides us in the state of Wisconsin.
I'm Isabella Nieto.
Fees for snowmobile registration and trail use could go up under legislation at the state capitol. Shali Pittman has more.
A bill would bump the cost of registering a snowmobile by $15 to $45. And for in-state riders, the trail use sticker would jump by $20 to nearly $50. Supporters say Wisconsin's snowmobile program is facing major funding shortfalls. The DNR says maintenance costs are climbing, especially for bridges. Winnebago County has roughly 186 miles of snowmobile trail. Wisconsin has nearly 25,000 miles of it. But the state snowmobiling club says they don't have the funds to approve new miles. According to the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs, the last increase in snowmobile fees happened a dozen years ago. If approved by lawmakers, the fee increases would bring in about $3.8 million a year.
Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to modernize collective bargaining rights for UW health employees. Lawmakers say the bill is meant to ensure healthcare workers are able to collectively bargain for fair pay, reasonable hours, and a safe working environment so they can provide their patients with the highest quality care possible. The legislation would restore full collective bargaining rights under the Wisconsin Employment Peace Act for UW Health employees and grant full collective bargaining representation. In the event that no collective bargaining deal is in place, union employees and UW health officials would need to provide advance notice for strikes or lockouts to ensure stability in patient care. Statewide, lawmakers are inching closer to bills to mitigate PFAS chemicals across Wisconsin communities. Two bills at the state capitol got a hearing on January 14th. One would exempt fire departments, airports, and municipalities from cleaning up PFAS under Wisconsin spills law. And under one amendment to the bill, the DNR would get more than $132 million to mitigate PFAS in wildlife and provide community cleanup grants, along with a separate fund for mitigating PFAS directly at airports. A separate bill would give grants to municipalities for PFAS testing in drinking water, landfills, and wastewater systems. Both still need to make it out of committee, but in a press release yesterday, the governor said he was optimistic about bipartisan negotiations to release PFAS funds that were approved in the budget process more than 2 years ago. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress is inviting people in Sawyer County and across the state to get involved in its annual spring hearing process. The Conservation Congress is an independent group of volunteers that advises the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Natural Resources Board on conservation policy. According to the DNR website, right now Wisconsin residents can submit ideas for proposed resolutions as part of the Congress's annual spring hearing process. Each person may submit up to two resolutions as long as they address a statewide issue, are practical and achievable, and fall within the Conservation Congress's mission. The deadline to submit resolutions is February 9th. Approved proposals will be brought forward for the 2026 spring hearings. Sawyer County residents will be able to weigh in both online and in person starting April 13th. More information and the submission form can be found on the DNR Spring Hearings website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
We have a chance for a little light snow late this afternoon into this evening. It won't be a lot, just a dusting, but definitely enough to make things a little slick. Otherwise, sunshine today with a high of only about 5 above. The wind chill will stay well below zero all day. Tonight, 4 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, 7 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.